When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hello and welcome to another episode of Y'all Gay. I'm Ever
Maynard. I'm Clayton.
We're activated.
We're activated and we are all over the place today, y'all. We really jump around.
Dudes. First of all, Happy New Year. This is being released. What? Who gives a fuck?
Who gives a fuck?
We just recorded the horniest Patreon episode. and we just jumped onto this regular one.
We're activated. Hard. We're still horny.
Yeah. At one point, there are tears.
You know, I can go from... Glitz to crying in a second.
Right there, like, that's my favorite Patsy Cline song.
Glitz to crying.
Patsy Clit, that is. Also, listeners, if you're in San Francisco, January 21st, I will be doing my solo show 5 p.m. at the Lost Church. Shut the fuck up, Allie. I'm trying to get better at doing this, man.
That's really great, man.
Man, you're good at it. I'm not good at it.
Yes, you are. You're good at everything.
Man, you're good at everything. We're also discussing couple partners and the blessings to have an open marriage. Allie and I have decided to have an open marriage together.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We get into it.
We do. We got some texts from Deborah today, y'all.
And I'm just going to say, if you're not a $10 member,
you might want to become one.
Listen, y'all, stay gay. Let us know your favorite Patsy Cline song.
All right.
Bye.
See you later, Gay Watts.
Bye, Gay Watts.
Perfect. Y'all, we just recorded the
horniest
Patreon episode.
Dirtiest Patreon episode.
Yeah. It was pretty nice. And it got so hot. I got so flustered that, Allie, I don't know if you noticed, but I changed my shirt.
Did you sweat? Yes. Is that why?
I did. It was so hot that I had to change my shirt.
Awesome.
It was awesome.
That's great.
Y'all, it's a $10 level Patreon.
Look, if you want to join at the $10 level, you can get horny with us right now.
I'm still doing the finger thing. I can't stop. It's like my little instincts. No, my little claw hand comes out. I'm like, yeah. Sometimes people go like that.
Like what? Are you talking about the shocker?
No, have you ever done it like this? I do it like this. Two fingers by the thumb. Have you ever done?
Yeah, no, I do these two.
But like pinky down, index finger down, two fingers.
No, I don't
that
do
would,
that.
That would hurt, right?
Yeah, that seems uncomfortable to
but
me.
But it's this one.
But yeah, we're just talking about our fingers. We're still horny. And it's,
right off the
it's
bat.
Our pointer and our middle. But Ever was saying that some people probably use their middle and their ring finger, which I find very interesting.
I don't know that if I made that up or if that was just something I was curious about. Anyways, y'all, it's a $10 level. We want to give a shout out to all of our Patreon listeners. And if you ordered shirts or merch, they're on their way.
Actually, you know what I've been doing?
Say
I was
it again.
Doing for the hour before we got on.
Yeah.
I was writing all my handwritten notes I write to put in my packages.
That's incredible.
Yeah. I'm sorry that they're late, y'all. you know, I just had a lot going on, but I'm working hard on it. We're back at it. Your Patreon stuff will be there soon.
And yeah, you know what? But
I like to take the time to write everybody a little note.
Yeah. I got that embroidery machine, so I'm going to start making some Y'all Gay shirts. I'm really excited about it.
Hell yeah.
I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I'm trying to decompress after that Patreon and just
it was
keep
a lot.
It, cool.
It was a lot.
And I want you. Yep. It was a lot. It was a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm winking
at you.
So anyways, I need to let you know right now, I've got a Bath and Body Works three wicker going on, 3-wick candle.
Oh, baby.
I'm flicking that wick, baby.
Yeah. Flick the bick.
They have, don't sleep on Bath and Body Works. They have a Palo Santo candle that on Patty Wax, you get a smaller version for $30. This bad boy smells even better. $16. $19.99.
I did get good deals. Me and my niece went to the mall and I went to the Yankee Candle store.
Ooh.
And I know, cat counting, you don't like Yankee Candles, but
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah, at the lab recording, something about Yankee Candles got brought up and Kat was...
Oh, that's right.
Saying something, I was like, I'll be honest, I love Yankee Candles.
I mean...
And I do. And
I love a good scent.
Yeah, so I got my roommate one, like lavender lemon or lavender sage or something for Christmas.
Man.
And Kedri got me the coolest divinity candle. Guess who it has on it?
Who?
Reba.
No way. That's awesome.
Yeah,
that's
I love
great,
it.
Friend.
I love it. Mm.
I went with my mom and they had all Body Works at Bath and Body Works. $4.95. All soaps, lotions, soaks, scrubs, body washes, shampoo. You got that? They got face stuff, beard stuff.
Are there baskets? And I haven't been in there in years and years.
Oh, they
are there. Are there baskets? Are they still? Do they still look like you're going apple picking?
They had a few apple pickers, but then they had like a more trendy, kind of clear purse bag, like you see the little girlies wear.
Mm-hmm.
But they did have one candle that my mom and I like almost barfed. It was like a strawberry shortcake, and it was so foul that it was like, you know when kids eat too much sweets and then they throw up.
Yep.
It was that.
Oh, my.
Oh, my is right. But, man, I got massive candles. And y'all already know that I've been living in a shithole and complaining about this. Well, I got a new place.
Ow.
Yep. Did the interview.
Do you know when you're moving?
I'm officially filling out the application today. Probably mid-January. So I'm hoping the sooner I find out, if my current landlord, he's a piece of shit, so he probably won't, will work with me on the rent. And then I would leave mid-January.
Mm-hmm.
Goodbye.
Well, if you leave that soon, will you get your deposit back?
I might actually just ask them, hey, can I? Because I don't want to pay the full rent.
Yeah.
Or just be like, can I just leave and you guys keep my deposit, please? Yeah. I just want out. And I'm just going to say I feel unsafe.
Yeah.
Hey, I feel really unsafe here. I'm going to leave mid-January. We had to fight to get the gas lines replaced and it took my male neighbor to be like, I'm not staying here. You're going to put us up for them to get it fixed. I came home, barely tarped anything. I did 4.5 hours of deep cleaning and like plaster, dust everywhere. And then on my wall, there was caked blood. Like somebody hurt themselves, touched my wall. And didn't clean it up. I mean, they didn't Swiffer anything. They didn't put any of the stuff back.
Of course not.
And then they didn't even light the pilot on my heater. So then I burned my thumb.
So sorry to hear that, friend.
My dude, then I saw the most beautiful place. I'm going to be Baby D's neighbor. I mean, it's informally mine, but I got to fill out the application.
Yeah.
So, but the landlord already called Baby D and was like, I hope you like Ever because they're going to be your new neighbor.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. And it was like, okay, cool. Like, it's a 1-bedroom bungalow, my friend.
That's wonderful.
Stand alone. You got to come out.
I am. I'm definitely going to come out.
You got to come out.
As I get some money.
Money. Oh, we did partner with Wizard Radio officially. I think this is going to be our first episode released through the Wizard platform.
Awesome.
So this is really exciting for us. There's going to be a new RSS feed, but I don't actually, I think it's the same. I don't know what they do it on their end. I don't do it on my end. But Neil doesn't do it. Neil and I will upload. But yeah, I'm excited. Yeah. I'm excited to partner with them. Like, they seem really great.
They're excited to help us with like live shows and really building the pod. And the more we build it, the more we can do. Adding ads on so we can start to get paid, which would be really nice.
And then we can tour.
We can tour.
We also don't, just so y'all know, if y'all hear any fucked up ads, please DM us, because we had to fill out this huge list of like things that you don't want. And one of them was hate speech.
Yeah, we're like, no, we're good. No advertisements for hate speech, please.
What? But then I was like, is that anti? Surely it's anti hate speech.
Ever did like the first pass through and marked up, you know, the things that we didn't want. And then I was like,
no
okay,
pharmaceutical ads. No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I went through and checked it. And then I just wrote to them. I was like, hey, bud, are we wanting to say no to the U.S. military advertisements?
We want to say yeah, no. I like, missed that.
Yeah. Yeah. Ever missed that one. I went back and I saw it. And I was like, I think we might.
We're actually being sponsored by the United States military right now and Lockheed Martin. And this is a really great opportunity. If any of our listeners are thinking about maybe you're stuck in a small town and you want to get out, you could get up to $50,000.
Yep.
And I'm not saying you're actually going to get it, but you can get up to, depending on your education level and where you end up. Now, doesn't that sound fun?
Yeah, sure does.
I do have to say that I am thankful for our veterans and our current armed services.
No, I totally am. It just
I just hear my friends talk about it and they don't feel taken care of, and that upsets me.
Yeah, exactly. Did I ever tell you about like one of the craziest acting gigs I ever got on a Navy? Oh no, this one was a military base.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So this was like my junior year of college. The head of my department is like, hey, the military is looking for a couple actors.
Hey, y'all, the military's looking.
Military's looking for a couple actors to go on base and help with the special ops training or something.
Cool.
Where they were doing training. They were training these new Marines to go into like towns. And at this point, it was like the Middle East and stuff. So okay, my name, right. I believe they said my name was Magda. I believe my name was Magda.
Okay.
And I was the interpreter, but I don't know any other languages. And they were like, just speak gibberish, just make it up. So I just walked around a Marine base with all these Marines
real?
In training following me around. Cause the guy working with the interpreter has to learn how to like clearly communicate. And so he would be like, Magna, could you, cause there would be training guys.
Oh, like, could you please tell them this
yeah,
or this?
Yeah. So they'd be like, Magna, can you please let them know, to, and the accent I did, all of it is just so horrible and inappropriate. But he'd be like, can you tell them to move upright and release fire? And I would be like, yes, I'll tell them they need to move up and make a fire. Like, no, Magna, release fire of the guns. And I'm like, oh, okay, Magna did not understand.
Wow, Magda.
And so then I would have to turn to the Marines in training, and they obviously are American and heard what the guy said, so they're going to know what to do. But we're training, so I would have to turn to them and then pretend to speak in a foreign language. No. And so I'd have to look over. And so I would look over at them and be like, "What's going to be skip me scope?" Which would it be that? I don't know.
Tight. Was it a good rate or?
I do not remember. I know I had to sleep on a cot.
How long? No. How long were you there? Wait.
Couple days.
What the fuck?
I ate what? With all the Marines in the mess hall.
What?
This is real? Yes,
this
and then
is real.
One time they were telling us about how, like, if you meet other, like, higher ups in other countries and they offer you food, it is not okay to refuse it. It's like considered extremely rude. And so we were doing one, and we come into this like hut, and we're supposed to be meeting this leader or whatever, and
which is another adult human just pretending.
Yeah, which is another adult human just pretending, and was like, Magna, could you please let the guys know to stand in a line and I'll come by for to have some of their delicacy. And then I was like, yes, I'll tell them. And then, you know, obviously, but then one of them asked, like, well, what is it? And I was like, horse meat.
Probably not wrong. Horse meat.
It was so hard, like, to take it. I took it very seriously. I was like, I am a trained actor.
I'm method. I'm sleeping on a cot.
I'm sleeping on a cot.
Were you in your own room, or were you in like a...
No.
Wait, so y'all like in...
I wasn't with the Marines. I was with another actor in like...
Because the Marines sleep in a warehouse, right? On a bunch of cots. That's what the movies show.
Well, they slept in these like 10, like they're like big circle, like 10 things, like they're long, and you go in and there's just a bunch of cots. Because I did go by and say hi to all the guys afterwards and was like, just want to let you know, my name's Allie. And went by
did
and
you
said,
get any numbers?
Because we had fun and we're like,
hey, let's keep in touch.
Let's keep in touch, y'all. Also did a show for the Navy once.
So much fun. Let's keep in touch, y'all. Won't this be fun? Mm-hmm. You did a show for the Navy. How was that?
Horrible. Paid very well. But and I got to stay in a really nice hotel in Pensacola, Florida. But
damn, pass me the booker information.
At the time, well, this is kind of sad. So this person that used to book
me. Okay, hang on, wait, because this is the second podcast in a row where you've sprung something on and then have been like, well, this is kind of sad. Remember the Hallmark movie?
Oh, yeah.
Vegetarianism. Okay, yeah. Go ahead. Okay, tell me your stuff. Let me get ready.
So this was someone that booked me for this and like had been and then moved to Florida, but knew from the south side of Chicago.
Okay.
Booked me a ton and like would fly me out places and everything, but like once I came out and started talking regularly about being gay, I mean I have to assume that's what it was, because I was regularly booked and then started doing my gay material, and
that fucking sucks.
It's happened a few times.
That fucking sucks. I was trying to tell my parents about this over Christmas break. Because they were like, how long have you and Allie known each other? And I told the story and I was like, yeah, you know, like you came out in 2008, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Mm-hmm.
You were a gay comic. You weren't just a comic.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that sucks. Also, I think the military probably still had a don't ask, don't tell policy. You know, want to know something cool? Speaking of, oh my God, I don't read for fun anymore. If y'all are like reading fun books, please let me know. Right now I'm reading two books. I haven't started one of them yet. One of them is called Woman, The American History of an Idea.
Okay.
And that one's almost 1,000 pages. This book I'm holding up is a massive textbook, and it's called The Gay Revolution. And both of these books are by Lillian Fetterman. No, Allie, wait, this is really cool. This is about,
I'm sorry.
This is about one of the first okay, mm-hmm. Here it is. I found it. There's a women's memorial at the Arlington National Cemetery. It was erected in 1997. What's really cool about this is that
one of the first women inducted, one of the first women, or at least I think the first woman, I'll have to find it, was a lesbian, and her wife,
that's so nice,
gave her the flag. But this was in 2012. Like, it was a big deal. Like, it was still like, don't ask, don't tell. Like, you still couldn't be gay in the military. But this woman was top dog, y'all. Top dog. I wish I could have Neil edit that out, but unfortunately, I'm editing this podcast today, and I don't want to. So, y'all, figure it out. I'm tired. Listen, I'm drained from
Why don't we had to talk about Mama's text.
I have that written down.
Text. We gotta talk about Mama's text.
I posted this video of Allie and I do have to say, Allie, I'm so sorry, because I thought I put the photo of me having Pepto and you. It's these really endearing photos of the two of us. And then Allie,
just me with like the biggest double chin holding Pepto-Bismol with Pepto-Bismol on my top
massive
lip.
Massive Pepto lip. My apologies.
Forgiven.
So I can't wait to see what she says now, because we did, I did she post was... another photo of us, but it was this really fun video of us. Let me find this text from her.
So the video was like very sweet, and Ever put this very romantic Clay Aiken song on it.
Oh, that's and what it was.
So I
that's
think that might was. Be what it was, that the song sounds so romantic. But I've kind of been waiting for a while to be like, she's going to eventually be like, why aren't you an Ever?
Yeah. So she sent us in a group text the video in Instagram.
Yes, sent us our own video. Yes.
I said, ha ha ha, I love you. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Here we go. Here's my wife. The woman emoji where she's holding her head. Oh, emoji, heart with an arrow through it, bashful emoji with a hand over the face, firework, heart on fire. OMG, exclamation mark. I have wished and dreamed for years that the unbelievable love you have for each other might turn into a couple partners. Couple partners. It's not like the two of y'all would be friggin' day and night. Whoever came up with some dumbass rule that LGBTQIA people can't fall in love and become a couple or partners. It's not like y'all couldn't have an open marriage and sometimes date other people. I have grown to love Ever as quote unquote family forever, cowboy, princess, star, celebration, wine glasses, champagne, and then a monkey gif where it's kissing a screen. It is impossible. Yeah, it says Merry Christmas. It is impossible for me to understand how someone I've been communicating the past few years but never met, how deeply I love they Ever. I love your mom.
They Ever. And I wrote back, I love they Ever too. Mama, if we ever decide to have an open marriage, you'll be the first to know.
It's not like you two would be friggin' all day and all
night.
Not like
we'd be friggin' all day.
And y'all couldn't, it's not like y'all couldn't have an open marriage or sometimes date other people.
Yeah. I mean, we could.
We're couple partners.
We're couple partners.
Allie, wouldn't it be so cool if we were couple partners?
I take you, Ever, as my couple partner.
Allie?
Yes.
I take you as my couple partner. We're partners in a couple, but we don't frig.
No.
But we do frig other people.
We frig other people because we're in an open marriage.
And sometimes we do more than frig. We date other people as well.
Yeah, we date other people. We never frig each other.
Never frig each other. I've never frigged you.
I've never frigged you.
Sometimes I've been like, I wonder if I could frig to Allie, and my friend, it's I couldn't.
I couldn't, my friend.
I couldn't. We could never.
I would laugh so hard. Now, I can say this. I could very comfortably dance naked in front of you.
Yeah, same.
Not in a sexy
not
way.
Not in a friggin' way.
But like, not in a friggin' way. But like in like a goofy naked
look,
dance.
We're dancing naked.
I can dance buck naked with you.
It's you, and that's why we're such good couple partners, man. Hey, Allie, come check this out. I'm swinging it around.
Come look at me swing dick one.
Dick two, three, and four. Ready to go. If you were a $10 Patreon level, you would know what that meant.
You would know what that means. You would know
God, yeah.
Man. She's so funny. Oh my God.
I can't believe she's thinking about us not friggin'.
Yeah, man. She just wants you to be in the family.
Technically, I kind of am. Happy anniversary, my partner, couple, my love.
My couple partner. Yeah. Man, she's a mess. Oh my gosh, she sent me this. So she told me on the phone the other day, she was like, there's a little Christmas present coming your way. And I said, we're not doing any presents. You know, why, you know, you shouldn't have done that.
Why the fuck are you doing this?
Because this is what my mom will do. Okay. My mom will buy me something when I know she doesn't have the money to do it.
All right.
And then like a month later, we'll be like, hey, can I get $100? So it'd be a lot easier on me. It's like I could, you know, like go without I'm a rainbow sheep of the family shirt. And like maybe I could just give $70 then. Ever's trying not to spit out their water. They're laughing so hard.
Wait, you've been given I'm a rainbow sheep of the family shirt?
Mama gave me a women's fit tight purple. I am a rainbow sheep of the family, and it's got five sheep, and then there's one that's a rainbow sheep.
And it's kind of outcast to the side. It's not center, leading the pack. It's just kind of around.
Here's a picture of how I feel at Christmas.
Dude, speaking of Christmas, I had a Christmas miracle.
Oh my
God. So y'all already know that my family and I, my brother and I have had kind of a riff. And it was Christmas Day. I was real anxious. I was like, okay, what's this going to be like? We haven't spoken in 3 years. That's a long time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hurt. And he shows up and we're just like, hey, he comes in the kitchen. I'm just like, hey, and I was like, so guarded. And it felt so ugly inside. And I was like, I should not be guarded to this man. I had a very spiritual experience before I left for Texas, and I remember laying there like with my heart open, being like, David, I miss you, I hope that we can be friends. And when I saw him, I was like, I need to drop my ego and my pride, and I couldn't. And then he came into the kitchen and he was like, come here. And we hugged, and he was like, I really love you and I really miss you. And I said, I really love you and I really miss you. And we were like, let's work on our relationship.
That's so nice.
I know, it's so nice. And like, it was just really great to start building that connection again. And we've been texting, and it's like, it's made me really happy.
That's great.
Because
how was your niece? Was that fun?
That was really fun. You know, she's very precarious and artsy and fun. And it was great to see my brother's wife. Like, we had a lot of fun. And there's a whiskey distillery now in Little River.
Oh, cool.
And we didn't get to go because it was Christmas Day, but my brother wanted to see where it was, so we just kind of drove around. And we haven't had that ever. Not since, you know, I think 2019.
Yeah.
And I think there's still work to do on both of our ends.
Yeah.
But to me, I was like, this is incredible, because I do want to repair that relationship very much. And I hope that if y'all listeners have someone in your life that, you know, hey, I feel happy. I feel at peace.
I got that text. I was so happy for you.
Because beforehand, I was like, fuck, like, they're coming over. Like, what's this going to be? I found myself future planning or just bristling up for the possibilities. And really, you have to stay present.
Yeah.
I'm working on my Buddhism practices again, my Buddhist practices.
Well, when I was home, something my oldest brother said to me, we were all in the living room watching TV.
Okay.
And a vaccine commercial came on, and he started dying laughing and said, Allie, how many you gotten of those? About 15.
I hope his ass got COVID.
And I was like, I've just gotten the amount that were medically recommended by scientists. And he was like, yeah. And I'm just like, why are they all so anti? Like, my dad is not at all. My dad's like, he's like me. He's like, shoot me up. Give me all of them. But yeah, I mean, it's so many of them. They're like, no, I can't get the vaccine. I want to have more babies.
Hey, let's keep in touch. Hey, I can't. Hey, don't tell nobody. But
okay. What?
I just am not going to do vaccines anymore.
Yeah,
and I feel
like
I can trust you. Like I could dance naked in front of you, and I can really tell you this.
Mm-hmm.
Any kind of vaccine, I'm not going to get because.
Mm-mm.
I mean, look, what has it done for me? They haven't done anything.
I currently have a nail going straight through my foot. You think I'm getting a tetanus shot? That's what's going to kill me. That's what's going to kill me.
What's going to kill you? I don't even think you're going to take that nail out.
I'm not.
Let your skin and your body become accustomed to it and build its own defenses.
I'm going
to
be the nail foot comedian. Now let's do characters that won't get vaccines.
I'm Mickey Mouse.
I was like, Mickey, is that you?
Uh-huh. Yeah. I don't believe in the vaccines. It makes my little wee-wee get smaller. And my hands get much bigger. Nobody wants to see my hands get bigger.
They are already very big, Mickey.
And my feet. And you know what they say about big hands and big feet.
Okay.
Do you think Mickey Mouse would have a huge one? You know, there's some little Disney freaks out there. You know, when people do fan art and it's like horny, like Little Mermaid characters or like cartoon characters or like X-Men. Yeah.
You know who I think
someone's doing buff. Buff, horny, aroused, veiny Mickey Mouse. You know it. And because I send the nastiest stuff.
You
to
had
friend.
Me till veiny.
Dude. My friend, do you know Lindsay? My friend Lindsay Adams. I send our friend Lindsay Adams. I send her husband the nastiest photos of Mrs. Eminem, whatever kind of cartoon I could think of.
Yeah,
there's some filthy shit with Tweety right now out there on the internet. So on the Patreon, we talked about your incognito search. I should probably start doing that.
Yeah, probably.
I'm getting some weird shit. Okay, go ahead. What did you imagine, Shrek?
No, Goofy. I think he's walking around swinging a big slong.
Oh, no doubt.
Huge slong.
Huge. And he's that silly?
And he's that silly. Yep.
That's a catch, man.
It's a catch right there.
Goofy is a catch.
Make you laugh, sling a dong on you.
But we never see a wife.
Single dad?
Goofy's a single dad. So
what
he's
a great guy.
So he's at least done it once.
Mm-hmm.
He's probably got a litter.
Probably
children.
Being a dog and all.
being a dog,
and all. He probably does dog.
Being a dog with a schlong like that. Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah.
I could have killed my dad.
Okay.
So Christmas Day, I'm talking to him on the phone. We're talking. All of a sudden he starts going, hey, did you talk to your brother? And I was like, yeah, I talked to him for like 2 hours yesterday. And he's like, so you know the secret. And I was like, I know a secret. What's your secret? And then he was like, well, tell me your secret. And I was certain we knew the same secret. And no. I said it. And then he freaked out and was
no,
like,
no, he tricked you.
He tricked me. He totally
Dude.
Tricked me. And then I was like, daddy, I was like, I really thought you knew when you were saying all that secret stuff. I was like, please. Please, it's Christmas Day. Don't say anything.
Don't
Bubs.
Start any shit
just
right
please
now.
Please don't start any shit. It calls me 2 hours later. I've been having to eat nerve pills. I'm so upset. I'm not going to be able to not say nothing. And I was like, he was like, but I won't mention your name. And I'm like, I'm pretty sure I'm the only one he's told. Yeah. So it's going to know immediately it's me. Dad's like, all right, don't worry, sis. I won't say nothing. And I'm like, you're not a very good secret keeper. He's like, I'm a lawyer. I'm a great secret keeper. And I'm like,
no, he's not.
And I was
talked to you about his clients having sex with sheep.
He sure has.
And there's no client privilege confidentiality. Client privilege?
Yeah, yeah.
Confidentiality. There's nothing. Yeah. There's not even respect.
Yeah. Bubs had called me, like we had talked right before, and I was like, maybe I should just tell him dad knows. I don't know. And then,
how do you explain that? Hey, dad tricked me into telling you.
Dad was like, you know, had promised me he wasn't going to say anything. Bubs is at my dad's about 20 minutes before he calls and goes, hey, did you tell dad the secret?
No.
And I was like, yes, but he tricked me. He tricked me. And then, like, I explained how daddy tricked me, and Buzz was like, I'm not mad. It's not a big deal. And I was like, oh, okay, good.
Then why did you make it a secret? Did you make it a secret? I can't remember the last time I had a good secret.
I'm not very, I don't have a lot of secrets because I just tell on myself.
I tell on myself. I don't like keeping secrets.
I don't like secrets. As they say in Narcotics Anonymous, secrets keep you sick.
Oh, I never heard of that.
But I guess that's just if you have a narcotics problem.
I think secrets of learning new languages would Babbel. And if you want to learn a new language this year, I guarantee it'll be one of your favorite sounds too. It's Babbel time.
Y'all know I have learning disabilities. I'm dyslexic and have ADHD, and I love that with Babbel, you can go at your own pace, and each convenient course is only 10 minutes. 10 minutes a day, y'all. That's all it takes to learn a new language.
And with Babbel, you can learn everything you need, like how to have real-world conversations, from vocabulary words to basic phrases to culture. Like, y'all could hang with Babbel.
Plus, what I really like is that Babbel has speech recognition technology that I think some of our more southern listeners will love because it helps you improve your pronunciation and accent. Everybody knows my accent's thicker than a 9 1/4 hot dog on a summer night, and Babbel actually understands me, y'all.
One thing I really love about Babbel is the content I'm learning is personalized. I get real-time feedback, tracking, and visualizations that help me stay focused and motivated. That's why 15 hours with Babbel is equal to one university semester. Y'all, that's the most university I've done.
Y'all, it is 2024, and it's time to be the best you with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
So here's a special limited time deal for our listeners. Right now, you can get up to 60% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/y'all gay.
Get up to 60% off at babbel.com/y'all gay, spelled babbel.com/y'all gay.
Rules and restrictions may apply.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Keep you sick too, mentally and emotionally. Spiritually.
I don't like have secrets unless it's like a secret surprise for somebody.
Oh my God. You know what I love? I
love a secret surprise.
I love a secret surprise, and I love surprise parties. I love surprises. I love birthdays. I realize I like birthdays and New Year.
I love other people's birthdays.
I love other people's birthday, and I love my birthday.
Okay.
I think that's just the Gemini in me.
I do. It's been hard this year because I couldn't really give gifts, and I love to give gifts. Like, same. Nothing brings me more joy. Yeah, so that was tough. I did take my niece to get
knee surgery.
No,
I don't know why I said that. I took my niece to get knee surgery.
I took her to get a manicure for Christmas. So we did that together, but then I dropped $50 out of my pocket and lost that. So that was about a $150 trip.
Damn,
to the nail salon.
You know I feel that.
Yeah.
Everything. I'm trying to hustle these.
dyke stitch stuff, man.
You're doing great, man.
Thank you. I got a few more to make. Y'all, I appreciate y'all's support. Liking, sharing.
I got to find something I can start selling.
Dead I'm thinking, ass.
Should I make, like, artwork from my tits?
Yeah.
Like, I paint them.
And you smash them.
And I smash them.
Like it's 1998.
Like it's 1998. I might could even do one where, you know, obviously no inner labia, but just on the outer and just do a little squat. Like I could make it look like a bunch of little butterflies.
What if you did that as an OnlyFans where you set the camera weird and it just got a view of you like dipping down and pulling up? You'd have your quads would be really strong.
My quads would be strong.
We could do lunges together. I'd help you get that.
I wouldn't be against it. My ex always wanted me to make an OnlyFans for my butt. And I'm just like, yeah, but you have to promote yourself. Like, and I don't really feel comfortable promoting that on Instagram and stuff.
Never been on OnlyFans, but can you promote it in the app? Like pay for an ad?
Maybe.
What about
feet? It's something to look into. What and now I got to be incognito Googling safe paint for your vagina today.
I bet there's like a watercolor or a water-based paint.
Oh, there's definitely
there's
something.
There's definitely.
Know what you're getting for your birthday.
Thank you, my couple partner.
Thank you, couple partner.
Oh, do you like that painting? That's my couple partner's vagina. That's her outer labia. Yeah. Yeah. She didn't shave.
That's why it's really, it's to the point now. I mean, my leg's not so bad, but like my pubic hair area, I'm just like, I might just need to go get waxed. This might just, I don't know if a razor could handle this. Mm. But also, where's my wife? Where's my wife?
Is that your goal this year to get a wife? People are like 2024.
I don't need a wife, but I would love to start dating somebody.
Yeah.
And you know what I really want? And I feel like it's a little bit weird, but
it's not weird. If you want it, it's not weird. Don't ever shame yourself for what you want.
I would be super interested in dating a single mom.
Okay. I've also had that thought before.
I would love to date a single mom.
But how old is the kid? If the kid is 17 or 18, I don't know if I could do this with you, babe.
No, I mean, I would say
make me feel weird because I'd just be like, there's a
fifth grade or below.
Okay.
Who am I to judge?
If you're a single mom and you got a 20-year-old, I mean, yeah, I'm not saying that felt weird, but for me, I'm like, this kid's already grown and I'm just someone living in their mom's house. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it.
Hey, I'm not against it if you're pregnant. I'm not.
Dude, I feel like this is...
I will raise that baby with you.
You would be a great baby raiser.
Thank you.
Dude, yeah,
single mom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just looking for a single mom or a pregnant lesbian.
Listen, if you're a pregnant lesbian...
Share my life with...
And you went through, you know, some trouble to get pregnant, you find yourself needing a partner... Hit up my friend Allie. Mm-hmm. Hit up my couple partner Allie. She's ready to wife you.
I'm ready.
You're ready. You'd be a great mom.
And then sometimes I feel like maybe I was born in like the wrong era. Like, because I would have been like such a good like stay at home mom housewife. Like, I can see myself in like the 50s or something. But then I'm like, no, because I couldn't have been gay.
You could have been. There were secret societies. Mm-hmm. And I know this because of all my boring queer history books.
Oh,
you couldn't be out, but lesbians had a better survival rate than gay men.
I mean, I'm harder. Excellent at caring for children, animals, mm-hmm. I mean, adults.
Other adults.
I mean, I'm an excellent cleaner, yep. Cooking. Uh-huh. I'm very good.
Yep.
I'm considerate.
You are?
Mm-hmm.
We've never made love, but I imagine that you're a great love maker.
I mean, I just dream about eating pussy so much that I'm like, obviously, it's been a long time because I'm just Yeah, you would salivating. Never be like, oh God, I wish it would be her turn to eat my pussy, because I would always be wanting to eat your pussy.
You would get to a point where it would be like a be dog, like, where you're like, get out, like sniffing for scraps.
Yeah, it would be like eventually where you were like, God, have a burger or something, you know?
Get, no.
And I'll say, I have a fur burger.
Babe, not tonight or this week. Let's check in at the end of the month. You've been eating my pussy too much.
You ate my pussy so much it's raw, okay? I'm gonna need you to let it
air out, let it dry up a second. We can do other stuff, but keep it above the belly button with your mouth.
That's hard. That's
I'll let
hard.
You kiss my hips, but do not Ooh. Dip to my lips. I feel like okay, I could be with someone, and I bet I could be with a pregnant woman.
Mm-hmm.
I would, if I had a partner and she was like, I want to have a child with you, I would be like, yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
But if I was also had a partner and she was like, I don't think I ever want kids, I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
I feel like
I've kind of missed my mark on being able to actually have children.
Do you want to carry children in your body? Okay. Me neither.
No interest in carrying children in my body. But yeah, I would really like to have a kid someday.
An adoption and fostering.
I think because of my last relationship, like I stopped admitting that. And I really convinced myself that I didn't want it.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Yeah. But I do.
And that's great.
I would be a great mom, and I would love to be a mom someday.
I think you would be a great mom. I would like to be a great parent one day.
And if I don't get to, I have a million kids in my life, and I have Bradley, and it will be fine.
It will be fine. Are you a little sad right now?
It made me a little sad.
Yeah, I registered that. You want to talk about it? Why it made you a little sad? No, absolutely not. You're tearing up, and we will be moving on from this discussion. And babe, you could eat my pussy if you want. If that makes you feel better. You can go below the hips tonight, okay? I know I said wait till the end of the month, but as my partner couple, I do not want to see you cry. If it means that much to you, you can eat me out. Babe, wipe those tears. I'll even let you dip your tongue inside.
That's so nice. Thank you, friend. Let me blow my nose, friend.
I'm so glad we can have open marriage, couple partner marriage. I'm so glad. So, yeah.
Yeah.
I didn't know that eating my pussy meant so much to you. So maybe we just.
Anybody? No, I'm just kidding. I did.
No, you're not.
I'm just not. Any bodies.
You're not there yet.
Maybe most bodies, but not anybody.
Most bodies,
but not anybody. Yeah, I don't think. No. But I did do this really cool show. It's ran by Hype Dykes, and it's called Dykea. It happens once a month at the Bush in Brooklyn.
I saw that. It looked really fun.
It was packed. It was a really, really fun show. And met quite a few lesbians there.
Okay.
But I didn't stay and hang out, you know, and I got to do that.
You got to do that.
I got to do it.
You got to do that.
But I was dog sitting and had to get back to the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You checking your DMs? You got to check that DM. You got to check that hidden request. You got to check the hidden request.
I do try to check them. I don't always check them.
I stayed up late. I was trying to sleep in from this Texas time. I got a long night ahead. New Year's Eve. You got to check. Start checking those requests because sometimes they slide in.
Nope. No hidden request right now.
Well.
Oh, I missed this though. Oh, somebody wanted me to make a birthday video as... my hobby horse character for their friend.
Damn, I'm so sorry you missed that.
Like, are they gonna pay me? That's kind of a lot of work to get that fucking bodysuit on.
And you got to get that out of your car.
Yeah.
Dude, I forgot what I was going to tell you.
Mm.
Wiping tears, eating puss.
It's kind of amazing to me how I can go from
0 to 100 back to zero, baby.
Back to zero.
And at the count of three, I'm going to say the word pussy and you're going to snap out of it. 1, 2, pussy. Wow. Hi.
Hi. Where's the pussy?
Yeah. I think too, it would be cool. Sometimes I think about having a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Not all the time. I'm at this point now, I think, where I'm like, I want it, but I'm not like in a rush. I think about having a partner and then being like, we got a fucking kid.
I just don't have any interest in like dating for the rest of my life. Like, I don't. Like, I just want a person.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
My phone is ringing and I'm trying to be like, stop. Like, I put it on do not disturb. Why is it ringing?
Bradley, there's some special thing you can do sometimes where it says disturb anyways, and Bradley does it every single time.
But whatever. I'm like, okay, what is this? I can't figure it out. I just put it on mute.
Okay.
I think we were talking about, now, would you want to get a family car? I'm going to tell you.
Already got one, dog.
You already got one.
But yeah, I'll whip a family car. What are you talking about?
That's true. I don't know how I would feel about having a child under the age of 8 in my car. No food already.
Oh, because of the food.
Kids like to put stickers on shit. I like to put stickers on my mom's window. And sometimes you walk by a car and you see a bunch of stickers on the window. I'm telling you right now, my kid is not putting a sticker on the Bronco window. I'll buy a Toyota Corolla.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't give a shit.
Dude, I came home. I turned that Bronco on first thing I did. Didn't even get in the house.
Oh, were you able to just leave it on the street the whole time?
Yes.
That's amazing. God, I wish I could do that here. You get big tickets here because you have to move your car every other day.
Would you have to buy a lot?
If I take an airplane, I don't go to like the lot at the airport because it's way too expensive. Mm-hmm. I do like one of the other ones that are nearby and then you take like a shuttle.
Dude, I'm thinking about doing that.
And it's still expensive though.
I'm wondering if it would be cheaper for me to like park the Bronco at the Burbank airport.
Than taking the Ubers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like a week. So we'll see.
Yeah. We'll see.
Oh, speaking of that, that's probably what it was. Listeners, we're 45 minutes into it. I'm going to do it again at the intro. I have my solo show at San Francisco Sketch Fest at the end of the month, January 21st, 5 p.m. It's an early show. It's a Sunday. Get a grip.
Yeah. Got a grip.
It's interesting because like one of the listings said Saturday at 7:30. I was like, oh, okay. And then I looked again and they updated it. Sunday, January 21st at 5 p.m. at the Lost Church. This is my solo
hour.
Yeah. I really wish I could edit that out. I really am just having some brain moments today. Not seizures, just.
Yeah.
Little bops. I think it's because I'm so activated. I'm going to text that instead of being, I'm so aroused. I'm so activated.
I'm activated.
Baby, I'm activated right now. Could you imagine we're riding in the Bronco?
And do you ever get so horny? Sorry, go ahead.
And I look at you. I put my hand on your thigh and I say, I'm so activated right now. And we still have 100 miles to drive. How would you feel if I said I was activated?
I'd say I'd be. Okay. I'll eat your pussy while you drive. Get ready to get in a wreck.
I mean, that would be kind of hard. At least
it would. Yeah.
Because
you're right.
I got that big console.
Mm-hmm. If I was driving the van,
maybe I would just get in like behind you, behind your chair, and just like massage
from above,
massage your chest, and just really rub on your chest.
I could get down with that.
I know you could.
As my partner friend.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever get so horny you can feel your clit throb?
Oh.
Sometimes mine's like a little jackrabbit down there. Got a real heartbeat to it. Okay, I'll take that as a yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think everybody can.
So I just want to say, listeners, if any of y'all have been like, my clit is throbbing so much, this thing is just bouncing in my pants.
Allie, shut the fuck up.
Do not worry.
You do not have a medical condition.
You do not have a medical condition.
You're just activated.
You're just activated.
Friend, I love you. It's time to call it.
Love you, couple partner.
Love you, couple partner.